Welcome to D&B College. Today we're tightening a dark side intro using macro controls creatively in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it beginner-friendly, practical, and very usable in a real drum and bass track. The goal here is simple. We want a vocal-based intro that feels dark, controlled, and ready to explode into the drop. Not messy, not overcooked, just focused, tense, and mix-ready. In dark side D&B, the intro is not just background. It's where you set the mood, create pressure, and give DJs something clean to work with. That means the vocal has to feel intentional, not like a pile of random effects. A great way to do that in Ableton Live 12 is with macros. Instead of reaching for 10 different knobs every time you want a change, you build a small control surface for the whole intro. One macro for tone, one for space, one for drive, one for movement. That gives you fast, musical control, and it makes the intro feel like it's breathing with the track. Start with one vocal clip and keep it simple. A short spoken phrase, a whispered tag, a chopped word, or a little ad-lib works best for this style. Short is usually stronger in dark D&B because you can shape it more precisely. Trim the clip cleanly, add fades if you need them, and make sure the phrase already has some character before processing. You want something moody or threatening, not something cheerful or overly polished. What you listen for here is very important. First, can you understand the phrase before you process it? Second, does it already feel like it belongs in a dark tune? If the answer is yes, you're in a good place. If the vocal is too bright or too full range, don't worry. We're about to shape that. Now build a simple stock device chain on the vocal track. A solid starting order is EQ8, compressor, saturator, auto filter, delay, and hybrid reverb. This chain gives you control from cleanup to character to atmosphere. EQ8 handles the obvious low-end junk. Compressor keeps the vocal steady. Saturator adds a little grit and density. Auto filter helps you darken or open the tone. Delay gives you rhythmic motion. Hybrid reverb creates space without washing everything away. Why this works in D&B is because the intro has to leave room for the kick, snare, and sub to hit later. If the vocal is too big in the low end, too bright in the top, or too wet all the time, the drop loses impact. D&B is built on contrast. A controlled intro makes the drop feel bigger. As a starting point, high pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz with EQ8. Keep the compressor light, maybe just a few dB of gain reduction. Add a modest amount of saturator drive, enough to thicken the voice without turning it into fuzz. Use auto filter to tame the top end and get it sitting somewhere darker, maybe around 3 to 10 kHz depending on the phrase. Keep the delay subtle and tempo locked. Set the reverb small to medium so the vocal stays front-facing. Now group those devices into an audio effect rack. This is where the workflow starts to get powerful. Map 4 useful macros. Call them darken or brighten, space, dread or drive, and rhythm or movement. That gives you one macro for tone, one for ambience, one for edge, and one for motion. Map the filter cutoff or EQ high cut to darken or brighten. Map hybrid reverb dry slash wet to space. Map saturator drive and maybe a touch of compressor threshold to dread or drive. Map delay dry slash wet or feedback, and possibly some filter movement to rhythm or movement. Keep the ranges musical. You don't want giant jumps. You want smooth, useful control. What to listen for now is whether each macro creates a clear emotional change without destroying the vocal. If darken makes the voice murky but still readable, good. If space makes it feel deeper without turning it into a wash, good. If drive adds menace without harshness, good. If movement adds tension without making the phrase impossible to follow, perfect. A really effective way to shape the intro is in 4-bar or 8-bar blocks. For a 4-bar version, keep the first part more dry and upfront. Then darken it a little. Then add a bit more delay or reverb tail. Then push the tension in the last bar and cut it back right before the drop. For an 8-bar version, think of it as 2 4-bar ideas. That keeps the energy moving and gives the listener a clear sense of progression. If you want the intro to feel DJ-friendly, stay a little drier and more readable. If you want it to feel more cinematic and suffocating, push the space and darkening a little harder. Both can work. The key is knowing what the track needs. If the rest of the tune already has a lot going on, keep the intro cleaner. If the arrangement is sparse, let the vocal carry more of the atmosphere. Now bring in a simple drum grid, or at least check the vocal against the kick and snare. This part matters a lot. The vocal has to sit with a groove, not float above it in isolation. Listen to how it sits against the snare on 2 and 4, any ghost hats, and any bass hint you may have in the intro. If the vocal is masking the snare, reduce some reverb or make a small cut in the low mid range, usually somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz. If it's fighting the kick, tighten the high pass filter a little more. Another important thing is mono compatibility. It's tempting to make the vocal huge with wide reverb and delay, but in club playback that can get blurry fast. Keep the core vocal centered, let the ambience spread around it, not replace it. That gives you menace without losing focus. Here's another good listening check. Solo the vocal chain, then play it with the intro drums, then play it into the drop. If it sounds great in solo but suddenly blurs the snare or steals energy from the drop, the processing is too generous. In DNB, the transition test matters more than the headphone test. The intro has to survive the handoff into the drop. For movement, keep it purposeful. A little delay throw at the end of a phrase can feel very strong. A slow filter close before the drop can feel even darker than adding more reverb. That's a really useful beginner mindset shift. Sometimes closing space is more powerful than adding space. If you want the final bar to feel more tense, slightly close the filter, increase the drive a touch, or let a short delay repeat at the end of the line. Be careful not to overdo the delay feedback. Let it echo once or twice. Not forever. Too much feedback turns the intro into clutter and smears the snare zone. If the vocal becomes hard to understand, pull back the delay first, then reduce the filter movement if needed. Dark does not mean buried. A readable vocal with controlled top end usually feels more menacing than a washed out one. If the intro still feels a little plain after that, add one extra layer only if it has a clear job. Maybe a reversed vocal tail, a filtered noise bed, or a short atmospheric hit before the drop. Keep that layer behind the main vocal. Cut its low end, and let it live more in the sides if needed. The lead vocal should stay the anchor. Once the movement feels right, don't be afraid to commit it. If you get a great delay throw or reverb swell, print it or resample it and arrange it like a sample. That's a very useful DNB workflow trick. Printed ambience often feels more intentional than endlessly automated live effects, because you can place it exactly where it needs to land. A good dark side intro is usually about restraint. The main job is not to make every bar different. The main job is to keep the listener leaning forward. If the phrase is already strong, the groove is tight, and the final handoff into the drop is clear, stop adding things. More movement only helps if it increases the impact of the drop. Here's a smart workflow move: save two versions of the rack. One can be a cleaner, DJ-friendly intro with more clarity and less wetness. The other can be a heavier, more cinematic version with darker filtering, stronger space, and more pressure. That way you can choose the right vibe depending on the track, instead of forcing one rack to solve everything. A few common mistakes are worth avoiding. Don't make the vocal too wet too early. Don't let delay feedback run wild. Don't brighten the intro just because you want clarity. Don't leave low mid buildup under the vocal. Don't widen the main vocal too much. And don't forget to test it with the drums. Every one of those issues can make the intro weaker, even if it sounds cool in isolation. For heavier dark side and nearer leaning vibes, a really effective trick is to keep the first four bars more restrained, then push the rack harder in the last two bars. That late escalation creates proper pre-drop pressure. Another strong idea is to use phrase-based motion, where the delay throw or filter change happens at the end of a line instead of sweeping all the time. That feels more intentional and less like an effect demo. If you want to push the mood even further, think in contrast. Dry to wet, open to closed, close to distant. Those moves often sound more powerful than stacking extra sounds. Dark side energy usually comes from control, not complexity. So here's the challenge. Build a 4-bar dark side vocal intro using one vocal clip, only Ableton stock devices, and no more than 4 macros. Keep the lead vocal centered. Make at least one automation move across the 4 bars. Aim for a dry start, a darker middle, and a more tense final bar. Then save the rack with clear macro names so you can reuse it later. And if you want to go one step further, make 2 versions from the same vocal. One cleaner and more DJ-friendly, one darker and more suffocating. Same drop idea, 2 different moods. That's a great way to train your ears and learn what really changes the emotional weight of an intro. To wrap it up, tightening a dark side intro with macros is about control, clarity, and tension. Build one solid vocal chain, map a few useful macros, and shape the intro so it evolves toward the drop without getting messy. Keep the vocal readable. Keep the low end clean. Check it with drums, and always make sure the final bar creates a real sense of release when the drop lands. Now go build it, keep it tight, and let the intro breathe just enough to make the drop hit hard.